from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Royals, not so embarrassing. That's this edition of Royals baseball.
And the 2-1 pitch. Garcia swings and lines it up the right field line. That is down for extra bases. Isbell jogs down from third. Here's Garcia around second. Here's the relay. He is in there. And the Royals have back-to-back triples in the bottom of the sixth to tie the game.
There you go. Ryan LaFever last night here on 610 Sports Radio. Back-to-back triples, jumpstart, little comeback. The bullpen comes through.
And the 1-2 pitch, Kwan swings and misses and strikes out. He got him with a slider in the dirt. So the one time that Stephen Kwan swung at a pitch in that at-bat was a pitch that was out of the strike zone. So he makes the final out for the second time tonight with the bases loaded.
Mm-mm-mm. That feels like what we've come to appreciate. Those are fun Royals baseball nights. They play good defense. They get timely hitting. They get great pitching.
Pitching was phenomenal.
That was fantastic. The clutch fun of this team when they have it. Again, it's hard to do that every night, but when they're clutch, that's when this team is most fun to watch. I'd rather see that than a 7, you know, I'd love to have a 7-1 or some kind of laugher blowout. Doesn't happen a lot with this team, but when they're doing this, it's like, oh, that's exciting baseball.
Well, now only one team can sweep this series, and that's the Royals.
That's right.
Cleveland cannot sweep
this. Can't do it.
The Royals are right there. But I'll tell you this much, too, man.
The best they can have is 3 or 4.
No. You had Walker going last time. You still got Cole Reagans in this series. You still got Seth Lugo in this series. I mean, the Royals got some big guns coming up in pitching. But how about Sam Long? No one wants to talk about Sam Long.
He struck out the hardest man to strike out in baseball last night.
4 Ks, 1 2/3 inning, 4 strikeouts. This guy's got a sub-2 ERA.
Nice.
You know, but you remember when they brought Sam in? He was actually one of my trivia questions. When I filled,
the answer would be no, I don't remember when I brought Sam in.
So I filled in for Vern, and this is the respect Sam Long gets, which is absolutely none. So I filled in for Vern, and there's one night they only used 3 pitchers, right? I think it was Walker, then they used maybe it was MacArthur at the end, but the sandwich in between them was Sam Long. And I asked the producers, I said, man, make sure they watch the game. If they watch the game, it's, you know, they admit it because they played that trivia thing Vern does, you know. And they said, yeah. I said, well, all right, who was the pitcher that pitched in between the starter and the reliever? Did you watch the game, though, right? No idea, man. Did that give Sam Long any credit, man?
Well, that's when you pitch.
He was great, man.
6, 7, or 8. You don't get a ton
Sam
of credit
Long
other
phenomenal.
Than one time And that's HDH. Other than that, you're not going to get
this. This is my undersung guy right here. You know how yesterday we were talking about Chiefs?
Sam's your guy.
Well, yeah. We're going to forget about in 5 years.
You latch onto somebody. Sam Long's your guy.
Yeah, Sam Long's my guy. And you know what? In 5 years, you're not going to know who the hell I'm talking about.
Until he blows one.
Actually, right now, I don't know who the hell I'm talking about. In 5 years, you definitely won't.
But getting out of that jam, you mentioned four strikeouts. Came in with two on, walked another guy, set up bases loaded, and struck out the dude that's hard to strike out.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's a ton of fun. Vance Wilson, a couple nights ago, y'all wanted to fight him out of the stands. Did you see Vance again last night? Getting down on his belly?
That was awesome.
Going flat in that third base box to tell his guys to slide. I love Vance Wilson going belly flop. That's so awesome. And he did it twice in a row. Get off to the fast start. That's the way you kick off a series and get us wanting more.
Well, Perez had been struggling, gets a couple hits. That was good to see. He's got that. The average has been dipping. It went to 283. So that was good to see. That was just a fun game.
Yes, that's the fun
that was a
type
fun
of
game.
The fun type of Royals baseball. Those are again little nerve wracking, little nail biting.
These are the type of games they blow. You know, these are the type of games they blew, but they didn't. And they held on.
Good start. Do it again. Marsh and McKenzie tonight. Good pitching matchup. Yep. Good pitching matchups for the whole weekend, head-to-head. You got a huge opportunity to win some games. Get another one tonight. Vern gets you started tonight at 6 and a 7:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. And then day games both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's a day game after day game.
Day game after day game, which is, you know, easier to win.
Yeah.
I guess maybe.
Are we calling for the sweep? You get this one tonight. You get this one tonight with Marsh.
I know you're going to be disappointed.
And then you got Reagans and Lugo going, man.
I know.
Watch him win all three but lose the Lugo game. We're going to see some low scoring. You know what? Take the under in these games. There's going to be some low scoring. Pitching is so good. Just take the under. And hope that Jose Ramirez forgets the bus to get to the game. He had another two hits last night. This guy destroys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Royals, another two hits.
Destroying everybody.
Just walking. Give them the Barry Bonds treatment.
Yeah.
Just put him on base.
Dot him.
Yeah, you can dot him too. Start a fight.
I always thought there wasn't enough dotting in baseball.
He will fight though, because remember him getting that fight with Tim Anderson a few years ago.
Ramirez? Yeah, he's feisty. I probably wouldn't hit him, but I definitely wouldn't want to pitch to him either. So. But well done. That's what keeps us coming back for more. Like, those are the types of games in which you're.
I thought it was great, man.
It hooks you, right? It hooks you. You get the juice from.
I was nervous about that Marlins game a few nights ago. You know, they lose it. They almost. Right there at the end, I was like, God, man, If you lose this one, this is crushing. Because you got Cleveland right where you want it, man. Put them away. And you know what? MacArthur comes in. It's done.
All right. Here comes Mo.
That's right.
Riding in on its horse. Missouri ready to step to the table. The state of Missouri, that is. Not, you know, the individual entities in Missouri. But the governor, Mike Parsons, now says Missouri is going to come together with a public package by the end of the year. And he has every intention of keeping the Chiefs and Royals in the state of Missouri.
But he says the new governor will have to get on board with this.
There is that too.
And you know what? That's a probably, I haven't seen mentioned in the commercials, but this will be, I would think, a big sticking point by who's running for governor.
It's great pressure to throw on the next person.
Oh, my God.
I'm out. Good luck.
Hey, Parsons is a big Chiefs fan, right? He's a season ticket holder and all this. Yeah. I mean, he's a big Chiefs fan. But they got him right where they want him, man. Now you got a bidding war. Now you got two states. They're not admitting it. They're not admitting this, but deep down, they don't want to lose teams. And this should be a major point of emphasis for the state of Missouri. And if not, Kansas City's not going to get it done, do it with the statewide. Because you can't keep losing teams. They can't get to a point where they're just going to have the Cardinals and the Blues. That'd be it. Where's St. Louis? There's MLS team plays. On the Illinois side, they play on the Missouri side.
They're on the Missouri side.
They're on the Missouri side. That's right. They are near downtown there.
Yeah,
so three pro teams here in the state.
Yeah. So they expect to put something together by the end of the year. I would say, get that churning a little bit as fast as things have moved. I know there's no reason that either team has to rush this thing at this point in time, but we know how fast Kansas jumped in that you can't wait a ton. I think by the end of the year, to me, sounds like a long way off at this point in time. So
it does. You're talking about a new regime coming in, and you got to get them on board with your plan.
So they plan to be competitive. You could say, well, where were they before? Look, I'm with you. I think the question was always quietly asked, what will the teams ask Missouri to help put in? But it never got there because the plan didn't get that far. Now they will. But by the end of the year, to me, is interesting. The teams, again, no need to rush, but it feels like Missouri better pick up the pace a little bit.
I mean, the bottom line is, though, they know what Kansas can provide at 70%, the cost of the stadium. So Missouri's got the bar now. They got the bar now because Kansas said what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And now Missouri knows, hey, if you can't hit that package, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You can't play. But you got to be better than that. And they're great. I mean, this is like going to two or three car dealerships. Let's say you want a Ford Bronco and you go to two or three Ford dealerships. And then it comes down the end where they're calling you, say, hey, we'll throw in the TVs. We'll do this and we'll throw in. That's where they're at. That's where Chiefs and Royals are at. They're going to get this bidding war now.
They're talking
between two states.
And now they're all talking to the manager? Is that what they're...
Yeah, they're talking. But they get this bidding war now because now you got two people wanting your services, So it's a good situation that they're in. But, even Parsons has said, hey, I don't blame Kansas for doing their job. They're trying to lure the Chiefs and Royals over there. He has no ill will towards them. But again, he's on his way out, and he's going to have to get that. It's going to be a point of emphasis, I would think, in the election. I don't know if people will be asking those questions, but I think this is a huge issue when it comes to the state. I know we're not talking politics, but you think this would be a major point of emphasis.
Oh, I would think. And then, the fact that you're switching over and you're going to hand it off to somebody else to kind of carry the torch on this one. But Missouri now involved means the ask will be upped. It means the state had to jump in and act. And like we've been telling you, the teams are going to win.
The teams are going to win. Now, if Missouri throws there, will Kansas come back with another proposal, only to have Missouri say, all right, we'll up you. And all of a sudden, they get this little border war.
Are going to win.
Oh, yeah.
That's the end bad part of this entire thing. Someone going to pay, and the teams are going to get theirs. And if you were against that, well, here we are. And that kind of He told you so.
This is what Parsons said. He says the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals are big businesses. Comparing them to large companies that have received public aid, such as Boeing, Ford, and General Motors. But he added, any deal has to work out on paper where it's going to be beneficial to the taxpayers of Missouri. So he's saying, hey, there's public money that go to these corporations. Chiefs and Royals are big business.
Yep. They'll
find a way to do it.
We'll see. All right. So Missouri's hat finally in the ring when it comes to the stadiums.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.